Hi there. This is Bob Gass, author of The Word for Today. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 10, we read, "You shall bless the Lord for the good land he has given you." Today, we celebrate the blessings of God that we enjoy as a nation. Blessings paid for in the blood, sweat, and tears of our forebears. Note what God said to his people when they entered the promised land. "The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. So, when you have eaten and are full, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments." Our challenge is not that we are slow learners, but that we are quick forgetters. Here are two all-important truths we quickly forget and need to be reminded of today especially, but every day. First, God is the source of every blessing we enjoy. That's why God cautioned his people, saying, "You say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.'" Here's what God says: "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers." Every good thing you enjoy, past, present, and future, is a gift from our gracious God. Every action of God in your life indeed is designed to increase, not decrease, your dependence on him. The success of every assignment God gives you depends on his involvement and his participation. Paul lived by this principle. It was the secret of his success. And he writes in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." And here's the second thing we need to remind ourselves of: that God promises to bless us when we obey his word. Listen to it. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land." In order to walk in God's blessings each day, you've got to walk in obedience to what he tells you to do. And here's a definition of disobedience that we'd all do well to consider. It's called incomplete obedience, or selective obedience. Hear it. God says, "Every commandment you must be careful to observe." So, re-examine the areas of defeat and failure in your life, and what do you so often find? You know the answer, don't you? Often there are areas in which you have not surrendered to God's will. And if that's the case, do something about it today. Psalm 84, verse 11 says, "No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So today, let's remember, reflect, and rejoice in God's blessings and purpose to honor and obey him in all that we do.